Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. More video comes out this weekend of Mike Tyson working out. Short video, but there's also apparently an offer from Bare Knuckle Boxing for $20
million.
Don't say
million. It exceeds $20 million. They already extended them a $20 million offer earlier in the month.
What is bare knuckle boxing? This is a thing.
It's exactly
that
what you would think it is. It's kind of it's a rogue MMA league where they basically
Sean
have
Merriman's
no gloves.
A part of it.
And they have $20 million to throw it.
It's a good whiskey from KO Distilling. I know that.
It is true. They have $20 million to throw at a washed up boxer.
Well,
they
probably that,
no. This is the deal, Cakes. They just figure that if they offer them $20 million, they do a pay per view.
Yeah.
And they'll make more than that.
Yeah, they've done the math on it.
Do they have it now when they have regular fights? No. Like, the only fight that I know that happened there was Paulie Malignaggi fought in bare knuckle boxing. He was, he at one point was like a welterweight champion of the world or whatever, and he was Conor McGregor's sparring partner for a while. They had that falling out.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up fighting Conor McGregor's like lackey.
Well, how many buys did that get?
I have no idea. That's my only awareness, though, and I'm just telling you because I know about the whole Conor McGregor story and Malignaggi. But it's a smaller MMA league. But I guess they figure if they offer the money and if Tyson said yes, they'd probably make more than 20.
So this is 20 just to Tyson?
Yes, yes.
And are they trying to get another big name involved, like an Evander?
Well, Evander's throwing his name out there. Like Tito Ortiz says he's been approached.
Yeah.
Ken Shamrock. I think they say Wanderlei Silva. Is that how you say his name?
I think it's Wanderlei,
whatever it is. I think he's been approached. And I'm just watching right now the bare knuckle on YouTube. I mean, their knuckles are bare. They have their wrists taped, but their knuckles are – that is no joke.
It's right vicious. There.
Vicious.
My street fighting days back in the day.
I mean, I would pay. I'd give you all my money to watch Tyson fight somebody bare knuckled.
I would go the Valdez route, and I would try to pirate it and not pay all
my
money.
Well, I'd do that too, but then I would just give him everything I got.
Yeah.
If I couldn't.
I don't know. It seems like we're going down the road where there's going to be some sort of fight. But I've said this all along. I'm not as interested in a goofy exhibition.
No, me neither. If he's wearing headgear and it looks like a celebrity boxing match where he's fighting Screech, I'm out.
Right. And I'm as cool as it is to see Tyson losing weight and working out and throwing, 5 seconds, a flurry of punches or doing I think the last video was just him doing like lunges or something like that. I need to see him sparring at some point. Like, if he's going to get back into it, he needs to spar. Like, that'll tell if he's
I'm sure he
actually
has,
or if he's sparring rounds. I haven't heard that he's sparring, but if he's actually sparring, then I'm going to say this is somewhat legitimate. But I've said all along, I want to see him chase the dream of, which is probably unrealistic, of, hey, I want to be heavyweight champion of the world again, and I'm going to work my way back up to that.
I think I'd rather see him bare knuckle fight. Screw that stuff. Who cares with the wussy gloves? I want to see you in the bare knuckle.
Well, either way, he's got to do it for $20 million. He's
going to do it now. He says the names that they're going through are unbelievable. And shocker, Holyfield wants to. He's like, I'll do it.
Sure.
Everybody wants a piece of it now.
Well, Holyfield looks great, too. I think he's 57.
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos of Holyfield working out?
He may look great, but
has he been posting in his own
videos?
He
posted some videos recently, too, apparently. I got to look at it, see if I can find it.
You're going to license a guy who's almost 60 to go get his brains beaten in?
Right.
That seems you're going to pay him $10 million?
Hey, they licensed JP. It didn't take that long.
I guess that's true.
Right?
Yeah, but JP wasn't 60 last time I checked.
Right.
He was a much younger man.
If you can bring in money, they'll find a way to license you.
Here's what they're doing. They realize that nothing else is going on. They're trying to capitalize on it. If the pandemic weren't happening, nobody would care that Mike Tyson's bare knuckle boxing if everything else is going on.
I disagree with that.
Well, I think the interest Tyson, would be much lower.
Tyson
much
is a draw.
Holyfield looks much slower than Mike.
I agree with that. He does look slower.
Mike looks way faster compared to Evander.
In the 5-second clip that we've seen of Tyson. Well,
You suckers keep paying $50 to watch old dudes fight. I'm sitting on the side.
I won't do it. JP will do it. Eric might.
Hold on. You wouldn't pay to see Tyson at this point, Jason?
No.
Honestly,
probably not.
I would not.
Probably
I'd be all
It's
in.
A
and
freak
I be,
show.
I think it'd be more than $50.
It might be.
If they're going to pay him $20 million and they pay Evander 10 or 15, it'll be way more than 50.
I mean, they got my money. Just take my money.
Save squirreling away that money, Jason. Haircut Central over here.
Whatever.
Squirreling that money away.
Well, Tyson was actually in the ring this weekend. I guess he was on All Elite Wrestling's Double or Nothing pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So he presented a belt to Cody Rhodes.
Oh, right. Well,
look, I just think it's at one point, wasn't he bankrupt? Didn't he run out of money? Now, I know he's kind of
Which one, Tyson's or
Tyson?
I think I don't know if he filed for bankruptcy.
Well, he's got 100 kids.
Well, and also I think Don King took a lot of money from him. And I think he would crash a Bentley and then give it to the policeman. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. He'd just say, "Here, you know what? I don't even want that car. You can have it."
I think he's financially okay now. Like he's found a way to make money. He appears in movies, does things like this, appearance fees. But I don't think he's making $20 million.
No. You can't turn that down.
According to the site is Wealthy Gorilla. He's worth $3 million.
Yeah. Which to Mike, Mike could blow through that in a day if he wanted.
Oh, yeah, of course he could.
He'd buy one cheetah and an elephant. And
well, hopefully he's not buying exotic big cats anymore. Hopefully he's gotten
past that. At one point in his life, he was probably worth $200 million.
Yeah.
And now he's worth
three. Says at one point his career earnings were $685 million. Yeah. He was worth over $300 million.
Yeah, so he's got to do it.
And that's back then.
They got to make that happen. Right.
That's back then. Like, had his prime been now, he'd be over $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Where do you stand on it? It does seem like we are moving towards a Mike Tyson fight.
I'm stunned
by some sorts.
There's
talk that it could just be an exhibition two-rounder. Shannon Briggs, who's another boxing fossil.
I'm not as interested in that.
He wants to fight him. Yeah.
Now you have this offer from Bare Knuckle Boxing, which it is called Bare Knuckle Boxing, but maybe it is just boxing. I thought it was an MMA league.
They look like MMA guys, but I'm not sure you're allowed to kick.
Right.
No, it's just boxing.
Yeah,
gotcha. I've watched it.
Yeah. I mean, I've got I got it on right here. It looks like they're just punching each other. But, I mean, I'm all in. Can you imagine being hit by – one thing would be hit by Tyson with a glove on. With no glove, like at a bar fight, you're going to die.
Trav, have you seen – so you've seen it. I've never seen it. Have you remembered any names? Are there any names that have fought on bare knuckle boxing?
Well, I think Sean Merriman has done one or two, right?
I don't know about him. Yeah, like they're like old MMA fighters. Like Chris – Leben or whatever his name is, Chris Leben. You guys, you'd have to be an MMA fan to even know who they are.
Do they tape up the knuckles, or is it literally bare knuckle?
It's literally.
No. Yeah, they're taped up.
Oh, they are taped.
No, they're not. I'm watching right here. The wrists are taped.
They're at wraps on their hands.
Yeah, but not on their knuckles. Watch right now. I'm watching
it's been
fight
a while
right now.
Because I've seen it.
Yeah, they're literally bare knuckled. They have a wrap around their thumb. And then around their wrist.
Yeah, yeah, the wrist. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Dude, it's no joke.
It's like gladiator style.
Now, I know Merriman was supposed to. He had a contract, but here it says Merriman pulls out of bare knuckle fighting debut. Maybe he got scared.
maybe he came to his senses and realized this is idiotic. What am I doing?
And then it looks like he had some sort of contract dispute with them. So I don't know what's going on.
They do like real fights. I don't know why they'd want Merriman in there.
Well, because I think he was training. I think he was trying to figure out what he wanted to do post NFL. He was trying to do like a Hardy thing.
Does Lights Out still have NFL cash? That is the question. Was he smart with his money?
Probably has some. Yeah, I would say yes.
I hope he was. If you're considering taking on bare knuckle fights, I don't know. I just don't know if you've done that well with your cash.
I didn't say he did great with it. Right. I said he probably has some left.
Yeah, he probably has some.
Merriman
chances
says,
are he didn't do great with it.
Merriman says the contracts weren't honored, and so that he went to arbitration with them. So I don't know what that means. But he was training with to have a big fight with them, and then he pulled out right before.
So well, JP, what's the max that you would pay to see Tyson fight? Let's throw Vander in there. It probably won't happen, but
$100.
$100.
I'm not interested in Evander Holyfield.
Okay.
Yeah. I think nobody wants to see Tyson beat up another old guy.
Yeah.
So you want to see him fight a younger guy?
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, I want to see him fight like bare knuckle, just against somebody that's still somewhat relevant. You know, would you see him? Would you watch him fight Tito Ortiz? I'd be kind of intrigued by that. It's not UFC. It's just boxing.
For sure.
I'd be more intrigued again.
He's a real fighter.
If he fought a real boxer, let's say some 30-year-old guy who was 10-5,
okay, well, he might lose.
Part of a comeback.
You don't
right.
see that yet.
Right.
You got to work
yes.
up to it. You got to work up to it.
I
want to
see the possibility of him losing. Then hopefully he knocks out that guy, and then you start getting a little more sized, and then he fights somebody a little bit better, and you get even
you're
more
You're going to
sized.
The Super Bowl right away. You can't yes. go to somebody in his prime. You got to get like an older fart, and then let's just see what he's got.
Yeah, somebody's going to run out of gas like Tyson is.
Yeah,
like 30 seconds into the bout.
And I'm now desperate to see him bare knuckle fight somebody.
According to the sports book, if Tyson fights Ortiz, they have it here for late June, Mike Tyson would be -400.
Wow.
I mean, both those guys have had like drug issues. I mean, who knows?
Tito Ortiz is 102.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's like 45 or something.
Oh, is he? I didn't realize he was that old.
I can't remember. Ortiz fought another old tomato can recently. Who did he fight? I don't know, BJ Penn or somebody like that. I mean, these old guys just keep fighting.
Well, BJ Penn
maybe he fought Chuck Liddell and knocked him out. Chuck Liddell, I mean, been knocked out like 5 out of his last 6 fights.
Former really? Junk's guest, Chuck Liddell?
Did we ever have grasping? Chuck? I don't think so. We had Tito Ortiz.
I think we may have had Chuck Liddell back in the day.
I think we had Tito in studio, didn't we, or no?
I thought we did.
I think we had Tito in studio.
Yeah, he showed up for those UWC matches.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. He's 45.
Yeah. But that's way younger than Tyson.
It's like eight years younger.
8 years younger. Yeah, I'm telling you, I would watch Tito. I'd watch anything with Tyson. I don't want to see him fight Shannon Briggs. I don't think there's a market for that. But you get a big name guy of some note. I think Tito's name's big enough to get me.
Well, if you want to chime in, phone number's 800-636-1067. Would you go see Mike Tyson fight? It does seem like we're getting closer and closer to him actually agreeing to step back into the ring. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We open up the show talking about how much most of us enjoyed the match. I'm not a golf guy, but I really liked watching the match. Mm-hmm. But part of it was it's live sports, and if it was just Tiger and Phil, I probably wouldn't have been as into it. But you had Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. We know the NFL is king.
Yeah,
and those are two of the biggest personalities in the history of the sport. So that brought me in. But I think also is the fact that we're just all dying for live sports to come back and something meaningful. And it does look like the NBA is closer and closer to coming back. Charles Barkley said some things, which apparently maybe he shouldn't have said, because he says he talked to his TNT bosses.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
His bosses at Turner. Well, he just said that it's definitely coming back.
All right.
And they're, you know, just more talk about the proposals, whether it's going to be a Disney World or not. One thing which I'm not sure that I would like for them to do in the middle of the season would be this 1 through 16 format, which they're kicking around.
Yep.
Where they go to the playoffs, and instead of having Eastern Conference and Western Conference, they would just go 1 through 16.
So it'd be like a Sweet 16 format.
You know, as a one-off, I don't hate that idea. In a weird upside-down season, I don't hate that.
I think it's fine. I think the idea of trying to complete any regular season games is outrageous.
Yeah.
I think they go right to the postseason.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any regular season.
But we talked to Quentin Mayo about this on Saturday, Eric and Cakes. It's just going to be weird because, you know, they're going to play it all in one site, right? Because they'll have everyone travel to one site, Disney World, play it all on, I assume, one court. And you know, there's not going to be any fans. Yeah. So there's no home court advantage. So you can kind of flip a coin on some of these series. Now, obviously, the Magic aren't going to beat the Bucks, but something that's a little closer, if they were playing, you know, Philly's got a great home field advantage or home court advantage. They're 29-2 at home. On the road, they're just dreadful. But you put them on a neutral floor where there's no fans, you don't know how players are going to react. You really don't.
Right.
I think it's just a crapshoot to see who would actually come out. And then, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis are not playing out on the West Coast. They got to travel all the way to the East Coast, all these Western cities. It's just going to be strange. But you're right. Everyone wants to see it.
Yeah, I don't care how they do it. You know what I mean? I don't care.
Just broadcast the games.
Just get them out there.
They've got a massive complex there at Disney World. I don't know how many courts are there, but I'm sure it can accommodate whatever they need.
It'll be like the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, just fired up. Let's
go.
What
were they, JP, what were they talking about for the first, for the format for the first round? Would that be best of five?
I don't know that I even saw that. I don't.
Oh, okay.
I saw that for hockey. Like when we were talking about the NHL, the NHL says they're going to do, well, the NHL players have approved of a plan which would include 24 playoff teams, the top eight teams getting a bye. The first round being best of five, and then it's best of seven thereafter. The weird part in the NHL, and Jason and I were talking about this over the weekend, is that a team like the Capitals would have a bye.
Yep.
But then they would play the other teams that have a bye to jockey for the seeding potentially.
Correct. They would do a round-robin tournament.
Would you risk your players just to move up from like the three seed to potentially a one seed?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You probably would if you feel like the seeding is going to be that advantageous for you.
So I don't know what the NBA players are going to do. I'm pretty convinced that the NBA, whether it's because Charles Barkley said this, that the NBA is going to come back as soon as possible because, remember, it was about a month ago we talked about C.J. McCollum, who I think is maybe the VP of players of the Players Association. He's involved with the Players Association. He said he believes one-third of the players – are living paycheck to paycheck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they need to get paid.
No, you're right.
Yeah, of course.
No, you're absolutely right.
Because they can file for unemployment, but that ain't that's not going to cover their expenses.
It's going to happen. It's just how it happens and how it looks.
There's no chance they're getting stimulus checks. Impossible.
Right.
They're making too much cash.
But it's all going to be strange. I mean, obviously baseball is going to be strange if that happens. With no fans or limited fans. We already talked about hockey. That'll be in a couple different cities with no fans.
Football,
Troy Vincent came out. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. He said, no, the NFL is going to play in full stadiums.
Right.
Unless they're told they can't.
Right. I believe that.
So maybe the NFL will be
different. The NFL doesn't care. They just they continue on their schedule, they're giving double-barreled middle fingers to the virus, to anybody that doesn't, doesn't care. Yeah. They do not care.
They're isn't the estimate that they would lose $5.5 to $6 billion if they went?
I think it's like five plus billion dollars.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Even for a bunch of billionaires, that's a lot of money.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, for the and also for the players because they're getting a portion of it.
Certainly.
You know, one of the things we were kicking around over the weekend, too, with the NBA, like I do think if they bring it back, first of all, Jason was like throwing out there that some guys are going to be fatties. Like he just pictures Joel Embiid.
Oh, Joel Embiid, he's going to be 400 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And I could definitely see some torn Achilles more frequent because guys are going to rush to get back. You know, some of these guys have been working out. Mm-hmm. Like LeBron and the Lakers apparently have been working out, right? But some guys who live in the city in condos, they haven't had access to courts. They're going to come back and they're going to tear their Achilles.
Oh, there's going to be injuries, no doubt.
Those guys should all be working out to some extent. I don't care how much access they have to courts. They shouldn't just be sitting around on their couches eating Cheetos and waiting for the callback.
They shouldn't, but
they should all be in relatively good shape.
But you know there are a certain percentage that won't be.
Yes.
I know that's the way the world is.
I know that there are. But you know what they are? Those guys, they're all unprofessional. their whole being is about being in shape.
Yeah.
Their whole livelihood is about having their body ready to go, whether there's a pandemic or not. They should be ready within a week to be playing games. They should be ready to go. Flip the
and
switch,
if they come back,
but they won't be. You know that.
If they come back, like one of these proposals has them playing 7 to 8 regular season games before the playoffs.
That's laughable.
Why would the Wizards play anybody of value?
They won't. There'll be so much, is it? Pashanik, is that how you say his name? There'll be so many end-of-the-bench guys playing.
Well, I think that what they want to do, not the Wizards, they want to get these guys playing decent basketball before the games start counting in the playoffs. They don't want it like the, what was that, 98 blackout season when they, or lockout, and they came and it was like atrocious basketball.
Well, I think also the 7 or 8 games is to have some legitimacy that there is a battle for like the 8 seed in the conferences.
Who
cares? Those bottom teams would feel kind of gypped if they just go straight to the regular season.
So they're worried about being cannon fodder for the top seeds? I'm sure.
Do what the NHL did then. It expanded a little bit. So the bottom end, they're all, you know what I mean? They all get in. That's my understanding as to why the NHL is going.
So we're worried about a team like the Nets squeaking into the playoffs. I mean, seriously, is that what the NBA is coming?
Well, first of all, when you look at the standings, all right, there's no way the Wizards are going to catch the Magic. They're 5.5 games back, and then in the West, Portland is 3.5 back of the Memphis Grizzlies, or so the Saints or the not the Saints, the Pelicans and the Kings. They're just not going to catch those teams. So eliminate those teams. Just go through the ones, you know, 16.
Just go with it as it is. You know what? Tell those teams that are struggling, they're flailing, trying to get the 8 seed. You should have been better back in like December, jerks. Okay, you're out of time.
But
you're
I'm telling you, this is going to be a crapshoot because of what we said. You don't know how players are going to react with no fans. There's going to be injuries. They're obviously going to be rusty. You just some of these matchups will be a flip of the coin. I'm telling you. Won't be like the normal year.
Tough for betters. Tough to handicap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think you just have to accept that the basketball's not going to be that great. It's not going to be high end. Guys are going to be a little bit out of shape. It's going to be sloppy for a while. And maybe by the time they get to like the finals, it'll be something that we more recognize.
I don't think it'll take that long. I honestly, a couple bad games, maybe. But by game number 5, you're not going to notice much of a difference.
Maybe. I just think the guys are just, you know, the basketball conditioning is legit. You know what I mean? And these guys are not in basketball shape. They're not going to get in basketball shape in 3 days.
And then think about this. Let's just say, you know, they go with this current format. So the teams that are outside of the playoffs don't play any games. All right? Mm-hmm. They don't play any regular season games. So that means and then they'll start the next year's regular season around Christmas. So that means the Wizards wouldn't have played any games from early March to Christmas. Think about that layoff.
Right.
That is a huge. That's what, 9 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can't wait for the Bucks Magic series though if they go 1 through 16.
Hey, the Bucks have a home court advantage. They're playing in Orlando.
What is the date that they're potentially
Magic would have the home court advantage?
Yeah.
What is the That's date true. That they're throwing out there as far as sort of tentative? What's the gossip? The
mid-July.
Rumor? I just see
mid-July.
Anytime
That's
between
an eternity.
Anytime between July 4th and the end of July.
Although
no, you're right, it is.
Although if we weren't in all of this, right? I mean, pools would be open and everything. Like it would be summer right now, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kids would they be done with school? Maybe they'd be finishing up their last week or two.
Not yet. They're finishing the same time. A
couple more weeks.
Yeah.
A couple more weeks.
I think, I want to say my kid said that there are 17 days left. Might be wrong on that.
Yeah, roughly.
I was talking to somebody from our pool, and he's on the committee, and, you know, he's just one of the guys, but our pool may not open mid-July at the earliest, which I just think is insane. Insane. The pools should be open now. Outdoor pools should be open.
Right. I agree, but
this is crazy.
They're just overly cautious.
Yeah, Chad Dukes' pool is open. Open to the falls. Open for business.
I saw
Dukes,
that.
He should charge a cover to get in there.
He probably should.
Yeah.
Just rent it out. Just rent it out to families.
It's a great idea.
It's great, though, because what is happening, I read an article about this, and it is true. That sports is going to lead the way back into our normal society because sports is going to forge ahead, right? They have bills. They got to pay the players. They got the owners need to get paid.
They got players that are bust though. Need those checks.
Yeah, they're gonna lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be the NFL or the NBA, whoever it is, they're gonna power through this, and they're gonna lead our culture. Normally it's porn. This time it's gonna be sports, Valdez.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, with the NBA in particular, or the NHL, whatever, is what do they do? What do the teams do? What does the league do if one of those guys comes down with it?
Then they just have to, you know, he'll be fine in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so they just he
goes everybody away. Else.
He goes bye-bye for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and just test everybody. They have the ability now for rapid testing.
Yeah.
And then everybody get tested, and if you're clean, you just play. If you want to quarantine for a day or so, fine.
Who was the first guy who came down with it that was touching all the microphones?
Gobert.
Gobert.
That big dummy?
Gobert. Yeah.
Gobert. He was making fun of it.
Big jerk.
Yeah. But that was at a time, remember, where they didn't know much about it. And there were rumors, and, you know, not rumors. I mean, WHO was saying that the death rate was 3.4, which you can be 1 in 30 dying.
I saw even higher than that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so wrong. So I don't think it's a big deal. You test positive for it, especially for these elite athletes. Test positive, that's fine, you get better. And everybody else, make sure they're clean so they're not continuing to spread it and keep going.
But again, we talked about this last week. If this all happens, if baseball, hockey, and the NBA all get back into action in July, July's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun.
And usually July sucks for sports.
Yep. When does golf start officially?
June 11th.
Down so at, that's 2 weeks
Colonial.
Away? Basically 2 weeks away.
Yep.
Get your golf lineups in, Jason. Get ready.
But what Barkley said was, we're going to make a decision in the next week, we being the NBA. I'm 100% sure we're going to play. And then he said, I know my friends in Major League Baseball are going to play. I think the Hockey League is going to play.
Right. See, he's probably in on those calls that Rabel was in on with all the White House advisors, and they're getting all the parameters, and they know.
He said, I do know this, talking to my bosses at Turner. We're going to play basketball. It's going to be in Florida and Vegas, or just Florida.
Right. All right, guys, if you're worried that uncertainty could lead to loss of home equity, talk to my friends, the experts, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty. They'll help you make decisions with honest, straightforward advice about interest rates, your home's value, the rental market, and buying or selling a home. Plus, the Reynolds team guarantees to sell your home at list price, or they'll pay you the difference. There's never been a better time to have an expert on your side. Call the Reynolds team at 844-654-SOLD. That's 844-654-SOLD and start packing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I've said this before, but I do think the thing which I will miss the most about doing the shows from home, if and when we go back to the studios at some point, it's the breakfast. My breakfast game at home is so much better than what it is at 1015 Half Street.
Yeah.
And I know that at 1015 Half Street, I could bring in cereal. I just don't. Plus, I do the toast with jelly, butter jelly. It's just so good.
It's delicious.
For me, it's the home toilet advantage, just to be able to at any point just go in there and drop a deuce daily.
Fellas, it's
like
obvious.
That stops
it's,
you from
it's, the,
it's just more comfortable.
You can talk about the home toilet and the breakfast. The number
I know
one,
you're going to money.
No, I know where he's
no,
going.
No, it's sleep. Dude, you get an hour and a half extra sleep.
There's no commute. No commute is the king.
No commute. It's huge.
Okay, that's given.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about in the physical space. Once you're in the physical space of the building at 1015 Half Street, the thing which I will miss the most is in this physical building in Gaithersburg, I have a pretty damn good breakfast game.
I've already started panicking about parking. Once we get back to D.C. Because it's what consumes me is, will we have our valet hookup at Homewood Suites?
Well, Jason said he hooked that up. You know how prepared Jason is.
I hope that he's on his game. I hope that that's...
I've talked to the GM.
I hope we have a soft landing spot.
I've talked to the GM. Now, it's been a few weeks.
Okay.
But she promised me that everything would be just normal.
They're not open, though, right?
Oh, I don't know. I think they are.
Couldn't tell you. They're probably open, just a very little capacity.
Well, I know this, that the last time that we were there, the valet told me they had 8 people in the entire hotel.
And I don't know how many
Not
rooms.
Not 8 rooms.
Right.
Not 8 rooms. 8 people.
That has to be, what, a 200, 250 room hotel?
Yeah.
Maybe. Something along those lines. You need more than 8 people in there to be profitable. Last time I checked.
It might be different now. Yeah. That was a while ago.
Start to pick up.
Yeah. What's DC?
I don't know, though, because remember last week when we had those donks call in from the goofy bus and they were staying at the Trump Hotel? They said nobody was there.
Right.
Yeah,
that's still soon, though. I mean, you know, I think in the next couple of weeks, I think you're going to start to see it pick up. But who knows?
I'm just officially worried about the first day that we pull up and get out of our car. What's going to happen?
Right. I agree.
I'm worried.
But we're going to know what to expect long before that.
That's good.
Jason will be in on it. Just trust Jason.
I trust him.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to work out.
Nobody's more prepared than that guy.
He's our contact point.
He will have a plan. It may fall apart there, but Jason will have a fallback. He'll have a plan for you, Cakes. I wouldn't even sweat it. I wouldn't even think twice about it because nobody's more prepared in life than Bish.
I feel bad. I owe the valets, I think, for February and March.
Oh,
I hadn't tipped.
That's right.
I owe them a nice fat tip when we come back.
You hadn't tipped, and they did definitely do. But those guys probably don't even work there anymore.
They might not.
Yeah, I think you're golden.
I might have dodged the
bullet. You know what? I'll reach out to her again today just for you.
Silly. Right. I love to hear that.
I'll find out what the update is.
All right, time now for our World Series rewind, which we do every morning at this time. Today we look back to October 9th. What a game that was. Game 5 of the National League Divisional Series against the Dodgers. The Nats ultimately win 7-3 on the Howie Kendrick Grand Slam. Here's our World Series rewind.
Listen weekday mornings at 7:40 and 11:40 for the World Series rewind.
Remember where you are on October 30th.
For the Washington Nationals 2019 World Series Championship season.
You want me to rewind that?
Presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation.
I'll
Outfield shades right, infield in all the way around. Turner and Seager on the left side, Hernandez and Muncy on the right. Kelly's one strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Long look in, Doolittle is ready. One ball, one strike on Justin Turner. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball shallow center. Racing on is Taylor. Closing on it. Dives. And he caught it. A diving catch ends the series. What a play by Michael Taylor. A diving catch. And the Nationals, for the first time in their history, will play in the National League Championship Series. They're celebrating on the pitcher's mound, jumping up and down. Michael Taylor getting surrounded near second base with a diving catch to close out the Dodgers. Final score, the Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. The Nationals win the series 3-2, and it's on to St. Louis to play for the National League Championship.
So Howie Kendrick the hero, and then the final out there to propel the Nats to their first NLCS since they moved back to D.C. Just a great moment in franchise history.
And remember how big
100%.
And remember how big earlier was. They were down that game, and Kershaw was on the mound, and Rendon and Soto went yard on Clayton Kershaw, which is his rep in the playoffs.
Right.
And they got to Kershaw.
And Dave Roberts left them in a little long. That was the criticism.
Right.
Now, partly I think Kershaw, his rep was built on the Astros knowing what he was throwing, but this was legit. This was the Nationals doing it without cheating.
And this was when Kendrick was struggling in the field, right?
Yeah, he had made two errors,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah,
yeah. Man.
Going I remember watching game. That game. I remember watching that game at 3:30 in the morning. I woke up early to watch it. My wife stayed up to watch the whole thing live, so she knew exactly what happened. I didn't hear any screams or anything downstairs. She was so good about that. She comes upstairs. She goes to bed. Then I wake up in the morning and watch it, and I see Kendrick hit the slam for the win. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe you didn't make one sound.
Did you
downstairs.
Actually think then that that was a tell that they must have lost because she didn't react?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my expectation, but she had me fooled.
Well, we talked about it earlier. The Nats rings came out over the weekend. I guess they kind of showed the guy. They presented them. I don't know if present. What's the word?
They unveiled them.
They unveiled the ring design. They didn't present them to the guys yet. The guys want to be in person to do it, and they just look spectacular.
They look beautiful.
They're done by Jostens, of course, who does most of the championship rings.
Right.
And they did the Caps rings also.
I love the skyline there with the monument and the Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial.
I mean, they didn't leave an inch available. Like, inside, they have the baby shark. They've got the little World Series trophy engraved. They've got the each series record inside it. They've got the under part here, it says, go 1-0 every day.
Yep.
Davey's phrase there.
That's his mantra.
Yeah. It's just really, really spectacular.
Yep.
So it's very cool. It's interesting. If you look, it looks like people have...
I just want to hold one.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe put it on. Who knows?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Too.
Try it out. Take it for a spin.
See what it looks like.
Hey, I don't want to say anything, buddy.
Well, I'm just saying. I just want to see what it looks like on me.
Yeah. Be nice.
I can dream.
You certainly can. You're allowed to do that.
This pandemic could just screw up everything. It better not screw that up, but I'd be so bitter if it does. But anyway, that thing is beautiful.
It really is.
So props to the guys. And let's get the – so what is the idea? Is the idea then that they're going to do it as soon as they start playing again, or are they going to –
I think they want to wait for fans.
I thought they were going to wait until 2021.
Till next year?
That's what I read a couple weeks ago.
What is the with Major League Baseball, I know that – it hasn't gone to the players. Where does this stand with the proposal as to where they're going to play the games?
As far as
I thought, they were going to play in the in the home parks, like the Eastern.
So they are going to play in the home parks.
The Eastern teams would play in their home parks. The Western teams would play in their – and then the Midwest would play in their home parks.
You know how I feel? All the outdoor venues, they should be fair game. Indoor, that's a little different. I don't know how you want to handle that. Maybe spread them out a little bit. But outdoor venues, it should be no problem.
But did you see that the players did react to some of the proposals by the league?
They I don't know what they responded to and what they liked and didn't like, no.
They didn't like the fact that they couldn't take showers after the game. They said that's not happening. They said they're not going to – they didn't like the fact that they had to go straight home after games.
Yeah, they want to like hang out. They want to be normal.
They didn't like the fact that the families weren't allowed to come.
Right.
They didn't like the fact that there was no therapy, that the teams weren't going to offer therapy.
Yeah.
You know, before and after games.
Yeah,
there's a bunch
about
of stuff.
Physical therapy, not mental therapy.
Yes, physical.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, just test everybody if we're concerned about it. Just test everybody, and then if somebody tests positive, then they're out for a while, and you just can just carry on, be normal. I don't understand.
By the way, good news on the Patrick Ewing front. I guess he's back home.
Yeah,
after being hospitalized for coronavirus.
Right. It sounded like it was never super serious with him, but they were taking precautions, which is good. I don't know. I got to imagine when those sort of all those different parameters that the owners put out there, and we talked about it a little bit, is just a way to cover their butts.
Right.
And then the players union can say, okay, no, we don't want any of that. We agree to just do it open. And then the owners will say, okay, and then boom. Just a cover-your-butt legal thing.
But I haven't heard much in the last few days, so which is kind of interesting.
Like, there's no way they're not going to high-five. There's just no way that's just not going to happen.
Why?
There's no way they're going to sit in the outfield.
The match,
dumb.
They mostly did fake high-fives.
Who?
At the match.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
but they were
still stupid.
They just know that they're on camera.
Yeah, exactly.
When they're off camera, I mean, they were standing right next. They were reading putts. They're standing 2 feet from each other.
Yeah, of course. We're not doing all that stuff. That's just silly.
All right, coming up next, we did open the show talking about the match with Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. How would you grade it? Now, Cakes only watched 10 minutes. I typically don't watch golf. I watched almost the entire thing. I would give it an A. 800-636-1067. How do you grade the match? And you can't, you know, most people watched it. It had like 6 million people watched it. So sports fans were into it. Did you think it was great? What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? We'll get into that next. 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.